Outlook: the Outlook mainline IceHawks are coming off a solid weekend of back-to-back wins in hockey action, and the team is hopeful that the run will continue as the SJFHL season starts to wind down as we head into February. Hosting at home in the Jim Cook Rec Plex on Saturday night, January 25th, Outlook hosted the Lumsden Lynx in a game that turned out to belong solely to the Hawks. In the first period, Outlook was quick to get on the scoreboard with a goal sunk by number 6 Taylor Grimo Nolan just 21 seconds into the game. Just 43 seconds later, it happened again for the Hawks, with a goal made by number 22 Tiana Crossman. Less than 2 minutes later, the Hawks once again sunk another goal when number 21 Haley Braun managed to shoot one in for her team. After that, both teams jostled for possession of the puck, and when the buzzer sounded, Lumsden knew they had to figure out perhaps another strategy to take it to the Hawks. The second period wasn't as quick-paced with the goals, but when the puck did go flying into the net, it was once again Outlook who was racking up the points. At the 15:13 mark, number 5 Nicole Hackle scored for the Hawks before the action slowed as both teams once again played hard for possession. Lumsden was showing some fight on the ice, but Outlook came back at the end of the period and with just over a minute left, number 7 Bridget Vedras sunk one in for the Hawks. That goal for Outlook would be the last one scored for the rest of the game, as Lumsden was both able to fend off any more points for Outlook, but unable to attain any of their own throughout the third period. The final score was a 5-0 win for the IceHawks, who took that momentum and carried it with them to Southie on Sunday night, where they took on the Regina Junior Rebels. Outlook kept up the fight on the ice and racked up a few goals, and ended up leaving the hosting team's ice with another win at 3-1. The Outlook girls will hope to keep up the momentum when they return home to once again host the Lynx on Friday, February 7th, with a start time of 8 o'clock. 2 days later on Sunday, the IceHawks will host the Western Prairie Junior Clippers with a game start of 5 o'clock.